For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, the U.S. Congress voted on the Hinchey medical marijuana bill, and in Congress there are still many who stand in support of the black market and the funding of our enemies. Testifying at the Hinchey proceedings, this is Iowa Republican Tom Latham.
Whole marijuana contains hundreds of chemicals, many of which are harmful to one's health. An evaluation by several federal agencies concluded that no sound scientific studies supported marijuana's medical use, and smoking marijuana is not approved as legitimate medical use by the FDA. The bottom line is marijuana is an addictive substance that is linked to cancer and respiratory ailments and problems with the immune and reproductive system. And let me say, as a member of the Speaker's Task Force for Drug-Free America, marijuana is the drug that will tell whether or not someone is going to get on methamphetamines. It is the precursor, the gateway drug for heroin use. As we continue to fight this battle on illegal drug use, this is the drug that gets people started. And anyone who's trying to send a message to our young people today should be embarrassed by having an amendment like this, because this is telling people that this is okay, that it's socially acceptable, that you can start here and it won't hurt you. And in fact, medically, scientifically, that is dead wrong. And the message we're sending to our children today is very strong. Whether we support legal use of marijuana as a precursor to methamphetamines, to heroin, this is the message we'll be sending if we approve this. I strongly urge my colleagues to vote against this amendment.
Reefer madness lives in the halls of Congress. Never mind the fact that the gateway theory has been thoroughly discredited. Never mind the fact that just a couple of weeks ago, a study funded by the U.S. government and authored by their scientist, Dr. Donald Tashkin, showed that there is no link between the use of marijuana and cancer, and that it may, in fact, help to prevent cancer. And never mind the fact that the message that we're really sending to our children is that it's better for sick and dying people to go ahead and die than to have access to medical marijuana. Several of our reports this week will deal with the subject of medical marijuana, and we'll be bringing you other voices, pro and con, from the halls of the U.S. Congress. Last week's Century of Lies program focused on this issue, and you can hear that if you tune in to drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.